CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. You can find the text of the bulletin on the RSGB's own website and text with the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News. It's Sunday, the 20th of September 2020. Here are the main news headlines. Mainstream media features amateur radio, antenna modelling and ionoscatter at convention. 2020 radio regulations now available. As part of its continuing get on the air to care campaign with the NHS, the RSGB has been working with the BBC recently to highlight amateur radio in a number of ways. BBC Radio Surrey and Sussex ran an interview with RSGB Board Director Stuart Bryant, G3YSX, last week. BBC Radio Somerset aired an interview that included RSGB General Manager Steve Thomas, M1ACB, this week, and BBC TV Points West shared the story of 10-year-old Caitlin, M6XTT, who passed her foundation exam via remote invigilation recently after being tutored by her grandfather, Don, G3XTT, during lockdown. You can find out more and listen to each of the interviews on the Society's media pages at rsgb.org/gota2c-media. During the online RSGB convention for 2020, you'll be able to enjoy some excellent lectures. On Saturday the 10th of October, the RSGB presents two online streams for everyone to enjoy. In an introduction to ... we will have antenna modelling with MMANA-GAL with Steve Nichols, G0KYA. He will look at the free MANA-GAL package and give hints and tips on how to use it, complete with some examples. In the Learn More About ... stream, Pale OZ1RH will look at ionoscatter on 50 and 144 megs. In this lecture, ionoscatter is examined more closely to evaluate its possibilities for QSO on 50 and 144 megs. You can find out more on the RSGB website. The 2020 edition of the 2020 radio regulations, which will come into force on the 1st of January next year, is now available as a free download. Go to the RSGB website to do so. Like the RSGB convention, the AMSAT UK Colloquium 2020 will also be online this year, taking place on the 11th of October, Sunday. There'll be a lecture stream from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can find out more at amsat-uk.org. The registration URL is also on the same website. The UK 6-metre group AGM takes place at 1700 UTC on the 27th of September via video conference. It's followed by a talk by Peter Lund, JW7QIA, of recent 50 megs and 70 megahertz operations from Svalbard. And there's more about that on uksmg.org. Mike Meadows, G4GUG, has a passion for amateur radio that has led to a new University of the Third Age, or U3A, online group being set up. You have to be a U3A member to take part. The RSGB is working with U3A to help support the Special Amateur Radio Interest Group. More details, Janine, that's J-I-N-I-N-E, Aldridge, at u3a.org.uk. The RSGB 2020 construction competition is open for entries. There are four categories, including one specifically for people who are new to amateur radio. But hurry, the deadline for entries is the 25th of September. More details go onto the RSGB site. Look for construction competition. Are you heading for university this year? Several students who passed their remote invigilation amateur radio exams are off to university in the next few weeks. If you'd like to let others know which university you're attending, perhaps with the aim of setting up an amateur radio club, send your name, email and university to radcom@rsgb.org.uk and we'll print the list in Radcom. UK University Amateur Radio also aims to help coordinate university clubs. See ukuar.org. A new attended propagation beacon has gone on the air, operating on 3.510, 7.015, 14.015 and 10.110 MHz. The power will be 20 or 25 watts. There's no timetable for transmissions, and further information is on the QRZ.com page of M1EDF, including including details of its unusual construction, I think is what they mean. The RSGB Examination Standards Committee has published its 2020 report that looks back on activities during 2019. You can read it on the ESC page of the Society's website. Now for special event news. Since the change of regs applying to special event stations in the UK, many activations are now able to go ahead. UK amateurs are thankful to Ofcom for the changes. Members of the Royal Air Force ARS will be operating GB80BOB until the 28th of September, commemorating the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Britain. Details on rafars.org, rafars.org, and also on qrz.com. Now for contest news. Please remember to check before contests on new rules due to lockdown or social distancing, which may differ from one country to another. The RSGB strongly advises you to follow your own national and local government's advice soon. That's follow your own local or national government's advice first and foremost, especially in the instance of local lockdowns. Today the 20th, the 70 megs AFS contest runs from 0900 to 1200 UTC. Using all modes on the 4-metre band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. The BART Sprint 75 contest takes place today the 20th from 1700 to 2100 UTC, 3.5 to 28 megs contest bands, exchange's serial number. Tuesday, SHF UK activity contest 1830 to 2130 UTC, using all modes 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, it's the data leg of the 80-metre autumn series running from 1900 to 2130 UTC, exchange a signal report and serial number. Next weekend, CQ Worldwide DX RITI contest, 48 hours of operation from 0000 UTC on the 26th to 2359 on the 27th. Using the 3.5 to 28 megs contest band, the exchange a signal report and zone, which for us in the UK is 14. On Sunday the 27th, the UK Microwave Group contest runs 0800 to 1800 UTC, 5.7 and 10 gigs bands, using all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next Sunday the 27th, the PW 70 megs contest runs from 1200 to 1600 UTC, all modes, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYAG3YLA and G4BAO. We had another an inspiring week, it says here, with zero sunspots. However, there was DX to be had, with many Chiltern DX Club members reporting openings on 17 and 15 metres for well-equipped stations. Clive, GM3POI, reported hearing India, Japan, Lebanon and South Africa on 17, and South Africa, Kenya, Oman and Kuwait on 15 metres. This was no doubt due to seasonal changes in the ionosphere and a very low KP index reflecting settled conditions. The sporadic E season in the northern hemisphere is now finished, and so 10-metre openings have now very few and far between. Tony, G4CJC, in his 10-metre band report, said that it was an appalling week on 28 meg, so it must be true. The good news is that NASA and NOAA reported that Solar Cycle 25 has begun. During a media teleconference on the 15th of September, an international panel of experts found that the sunspot number hit rock bottom in December 2019. Since then, it said, sunspot counts have been slowly increasing, with solar maximum expected in 2025. Nevertheless, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will remain pegged at 70 next week, with quiet geomagnetic conditions and a maximum KP index of 2. However, things become more unsettled next weekend, when the KP index may rise to 4 or 5 because of the return of a coronal hole and its associated high-speed solar wind stream. Now for VHF and up, it seems that we're continuing to show a strong hand for Tropo, since high pressure remains close by for much of the time until the end of the coming week. A small blemish on this first weekend is the risk of some isolated showers over southern England, with possible gigahertz band rain scatter options. With similar results, we also have a weak cold front moving south midweek. Otherwise, it's high pressure predominating in the second half of the week and offering further tropo opportunities. With negative moon declination, visibility windows will shorten as the week progresses, reaching a maximum on Thursday. Last Friday's perigee means that path losses will steadily climb throughout the week. 144 meg sky temperatures are close to 3000 K on Wednesday, and combined with the low moon, EME conditions will be poor midweek. However, it is a good week to increase your satellite DXCC and square counts between the tropo events. There are plenty of LEO sats to choose from, plus of course QO100, available 24/7. There is one meteor shower this week, the daytime Sextantids. It has a radiant in the constellation of Sextans and is active until the 9th of October, with a peak occurring on the 27th of September. The source of the meteor shower is asteroid 2005 UD. And that's it from the propagation team for this week. It's all from me also until next week.